You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello and welcome to the Single Versus Married Show. I'm your host, Tisha J. Redd, and today I'm joined by five amazing co-hosts. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
What's up?
How's everybody doing?
Hey.
We in the game.
Today, listeners, we're going to give you an off-the-cuff episode, so we're not going to go into a main topic today. We're just going to talk about what we want to talk about and give it to you from the top of our head. But first, let's introduce who's here.
Trouble.
So, DJ, let's start.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ in the building, still HP, and you know we in the game.
What up, though, folks? Willie Soso here, the street preacher. What it do, folk?
This is your girl, Black Bunny. What up?
And your boy, Trouble's checking in.
We got your girl, Jay Marie. I know I've been kind of absent, but I'm back, baby.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back. So first, as always, let's get into our weekend chat.
Hey, well, before we do that,
can you believe how mild Bunny was? Her intro ain't never been that mild.
Right. What's going on? You
she
all right?
She got something to talk to us about.
I'm fine. All right, I might have been drinking mimosas all day, so I'm chilling.
Oh, she relaxed.
I'm very relaxed.
It's like liquid marijuana.
Champagne hey. Dreams.
Hey, that's a muscle relaxing.
What, we talking about what we've been into, though?
Yeah.
I just got back from Cancun, y'all. And so? Listen, I've been to Cancun a lot of times. I have not had as much fun as I did this time. When I tell you it was off the chain, I'm just going to give you an example. We made a city bus, a straight-up city bus, turn into a power bus, a party bus. Just like that. I'm talking about music, flashing lights, people dancing, dudes hanging from the bars that you hold on to.
Oh, let's do it.
You're the only one this would happen to, I feel like.
Because I did get the tequila shots popping on the bus, just giving random people tequila shots. Like, hey, we're in Mexico. What you supposed to do?
Get fucked up.
Hey.
Eat the worm.
Oh, okay.
No. You didn't
that's your job, not
there's
mine.
There's the bunny I know.
There's a woman that comes in the tequila, right?
Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
There's legit a worm in the
tequila,
right?
Certain tequila,
okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I thought I was stupid for a second, okay? Never mind.
Yeah, but nah, for real, y'all, it was a great time.
I saw the pictures. They were amazing.
Man. Wifey was banging.
She was so cute. That's why I'm like, can you not post pictures of you and post pictures of her?
Hey, I always got it. I throw her up way more than I throw myself up there. I like her way better than
she
I like myself.
She was looking like a snack.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you. And it's funny because somebody called out her shade game on one of the pictures I posted. And she wear different shades every day. Like my wife got about 25 different pair of shades. It's ridiculous. She in the duty free talking about, I need some new shades. Like, do you?
Her husband doing his job. That's
okay. Hold on. Just like you collect Nikes, she collects shades. Yeah. That's all. All
right. Fair enough.
Well, me?
What about you?
I tell you what. Work. That's what I did. Work. And yes, before Bunny hits me with the Frank Ocean reference, yes, this weekend, Dylan Tell working at the Pyramid.
Yeah.
You know. And let me say this, y'all. See, here's the thing. You see, I'm sure we all, you know, go through our life and we see a bunch of crazy shit.
Wait. Back up. Because all our listeners might not know what the Pyramid is.
I'm finna tell them.
I'm gonna make sure you take them there.
I'm finna take them there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we all go through our life and we see a lot of crazy shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But working at a strip club is the weirdest thing you will ever experience in your life because the stuff that you see just boggles the mind.
While you're eating lamb chops, that's too
funny. Okay.
Man. I feel like I would have
eating
fun
lamb
doing
chops
that.
And smelling fucking. Sorry. Eating lamb chops and smelling.
Cut up. Jade ain't been here in a while.
Hello. But here's the thing. She wanted to mute herself on fucking, but the next word was pussy.
I didn't think that one was as bad.
But nah, man.
And I normally say vagina.
See, here's. There are, when I say regulars, I don't mean just regulars. I mean every day.
Ooh.
All day.
Ooh.
Well, you got to give them a pass because, as you remember, I lived around the corner from HT's.
Not every day, though. Like,
it was
every
my
day,
cheers,
like,
bro.
Like clockwork?
It was my cheers. Like, after a while, I was immune to the women on the stage, and it was just a cheap drink.
Well, see, and
they would come talk to me like we were friends.
Okay.
I experienced that. I went to day shift last Sunday.
We was trying to go.
Sorry. I went to day shift last Sunday for my supervisor. She was having like a little going away get together. And this stripper just came and sat next to my friend and was just talking like, man. They, you know, like she knew him. And he even moved and got up. And she just still sat there.
And you know how they had couches in there, right?
Yeah.
She trying to secure the bag, though.
But no, man, it was so
they
weird.
Be counseling. Yes, they be getting everything yes. they need.
But no, the thing was, she was saying that she was new and she didn't have no friends. And my supervisor kept telling her, like, girl, get up and go get some money. Like, we ain't giving you none, so go get that bag, sis. And she was just sitting there, just on her phone, telling us about her problems.
First day jitters.
Yeah, stripping ain't for everybody. It's definitely not for everybody. You can tell, too, the inexperienced ones. They be the one, that's the worst experience. I stay out of strip clubs, honestly. I think strip clubs, in my opinion.
Just knowing you,
I
think that's a good idea for
him. I wanted to hear that. I wanted to hear the end
for
of
him,
that
yes,
sentence
before.
For
him, yes, because he got
some butt trouble. For him, that's just a good idea. That's all.
That's a great idea for me. I'll stay out the way. Every strip club I've been to, though, is like, the experience for me a little off. Like, I mean, like, literally when you first walk in the door, it's like, hey, how you doing? You want to dance? You want this? Da, 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 da. It's like, you don't get to sit down and chill, relax, get a drink or mm-hmm. nothing. They be on your head at the door.
That's two things. That
back. Two things. One, you got to go with the right people. I promise you, I'll change your mind. And if I don't, my wife definitely will. But number two, they all got parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that's your move. So you, yeah. it's win-win. Yeah.
That's your thing. Yeah. That's what you
do. You end up on World Star messing around in the strip club parking lot, though. Everybody got cameras in the strip club.
I'm going to tell you, the killer part is.
I feel like you might one day, actually.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I look forward to that, though. I'm going to bring my best moves out, too. They're going to like.
Sometimes, man, I just randomly Google World Star to make sure I ain't on it.
You in the background.
Definitely in that bald head shining.
Listen.
In the background. Uncle Willie in the background.
Check sometimes, man. I have to check. And it's funny because he's talking about the strip clubs and how they own you, so forth and so on, plus the parking lot. This is what I'm talking about, the weirdos. It's cats pulling up, right? And I'm looking at them. Chick hops out. Mm-hmm. And the way the pyramids is set up, the strippers got to go to the back. So car pulls up. Chick hops out, starts walking to the back. Of course, she's an employee. Dude hops out. He's going in the strip club. I'm like, bruh, hold on. Clearly, you done paid for it all night.
Well, I say, why are you now still here?
Now you're going to go back in the strip club where you got her from. Hey. And pay for it some more?
Hey, man, that's a sickness. Because
she hypnotized him. Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. She had anyway. She got that magic.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth though. I was in Mexico and I went to. So we were in this little spot and they had these two strip clubs next door to each other, right? And we were out in front in this little open area just partying so hard that they called me over to say, "Hey, bro, come in here." Like they wanted me to get their strip club popping. So I go into the first one and I could see that I can't help it.
But we know you're the perfect person for this, right? They couldn't have reached out to a better guy.
Yeah, hey,
so you know, now cuz is Captain Saber Strip Club? That's what we're talking about?
I'm trying to tell you, bro, but this first place could not be saved. because they don't have enough talent. You can't, you know, if you got talent, everything else can work itself out. You know, I can go move around, talk to some people, send a few shots, and bam, it's a party.
Don't now, have us find out that you in here like Stevie J trying to get a Jocelyn.
Hey, okay. Nah. No, and I went to a strip club like that in Miami where it was so boring. And actually,
if the atmosphere don't get turned on.
But it was not your regular strip club. I will say that the dancers didn't have as much body. And, you know, they had a fair skin. the poles, they didn't connect to the ceiling. So, you
really?
Know. Yeah. They're playing classical music.
Yeah, that's
know?
A gentleman's club. That's not
a gentleman's club.
What's it called, Trouble?
It's gentleman's club.
Wait, so
you gotta wear a blazer.
What's the ones in the city? What's those strip? There's just strip clubs, not gentlemen clubs.
Them strip joints. I've been to a strip club in Connecticut. I knew I was about to have fun. It was so ghetto. I walked in, they had carpet on the floor. I was wow, I'm about to have a ball in here. It was crazy.
Even the
stage had carpet amongst the sides of the stage. It was called the brass key.
Oh, don't burn it on the classic, baby.
It's called the brass key is nasty too, but it's called the brass key used to be a liquor store. It looked like, but it's called like the key club or something like that. Something with a key, and it was like, and it's crazy because when we went there to get in, buddy in front of us was faded. He was drunk, you know what I mean? And it was like $20 a pop to get in, and he just gave the lady $100 and just walked out, just kept walking. You know what I'm saying? And so then the lady was like, y'all good, he paid for y'all. So I'm like, all right. We get in there, it's like 12 girls on one stage at a time. The stage is like terribly small. It looked like they, you know that little pole in your basement? Like they stripping on the pole in the basement. You know what I mean? They got like couches in there, like regular.
The pole that's holding up the house?
The pole, the foundational. Right.
Yeah, that's called a beam.
They dancing on a beam, bro. They had like regular living room furniture in there, like a regular couch.
So it was like a house party strip.
Yeah, it was terrible, but they was trying it.
But look at it, though. Look at it. So this first place we went to, like I said, there was nothing I could do for it, right? So they make a call to the building next door, but I didn't know. So I go outside like, no, this ain't the spot for us. As soon as I get outside, it's another dude like, come.
Oh, yeah, my friend. Come with me, my friend. I have some for you. I have some fun for you.
Hey, and I swear, man, they knew. I walked in the door and I saw this beautiful beam.
This ray of sunshine.
Man,
in the strip club.
It was like, and so I'm
Randy,
like,
you got a sound effect for that?
You know what I'm talking about? And so I walk
Randy
in.
Randy is ignoring the two of y'all fools.
No, Randy is searching.
So I walk in, and I'm like, oh, this might be it. And I walk around a little bit. I'm like, yeah, see, this one we could turn out. So I go back outside to get the group that I'm with, and I'm like, hey, y'all, let's go make this move. I done talked up on it. We can get in free, blah, 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 blah. It's all good. I walk in. Soon as I walk in, and wifey, and it's like a couple other people, blah, blah, blah. Everybody sit down. All of a sudden, man, these two girls just swarm wifey. And they were beautiful girls, no doubt about it. They swarm wifey. And so I go to get some change, you know, woo, woo, woo. I come back. I'm looking for the beautiful girl that caught my attention. And I don't find her. Mm. I find someone more beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
Sound like you're reading me a bedtime story on the cassette tape.
I'm trying to tell you.
Or Jay-Z Lear. One or the other. Hey, or Jay-Z Lear.
And it's going to turn into something real fucked up when wifey hear it. You met who, Nick?
She know what she'll tell you, too. She said the same thing. So I find her. I say, come with me.
Come.
Hither.
Hither.
Next bear in the strip club.
Hey, and I walk over to wifey and I give her some change and I say, here.
Not here.
You can have whatever you like. I got to give shouts out to Carmelita from Columbia because, she was 3,000% just beautiful. Like, I don't know why she's there. Like, I swear, she can go walk down the strip and find somebody. And Carmelita from Columbia.
Hey,
shout out Carmelita. Because that's how cool we got. I got to her real name.
Okay,
you
wait.
Were there for a while.
So,
huh?
Did y'all get cool that y'all made a move?
We was cool enough for me to tell that part of the story, and now we're going to let somebody else talk.
And what happens in Cancun stays in Cancun.
But I feel like the strippers here, like, if you're going to strip, right, if I was a stripper, I would make sure that my hair is on point 24/7. Mm-hmm. I would make sure that my makeup is done every night. I would be in the gym working on my body because seeing a fat stripper is so disgusting. Like, you can't eat four for fours all day.
Hey. Damn.
And come to the strip club. Like, I feel
she's
like
she's right.
But if your body is your brand and your business, why not take care of it? I feel like these girls come in here and they just don't care. They just be like, I got booty.
Kim K got insurance. Hey. So hey.
They just be like, I got ass. I'm about to get on the stage and shake it.
If Links was here, he would say different strokes.
There's
some chubby chasers in the building looking for them stretch marks.
But it's some cute, put together, big girls whose body, they're bigger girls, but they are still in tone.
And we don't want to hate on KFC.
That's definitely Wendy's.
Those four.
Four for four.
Oh, well, I thought, what was KFC's? Five for five? What's that thing?
Oh, my God.
$5 box. $5 box.
$5 Phillips box.
Right.
Sponsors? We don't mean it.
No, wait.
We don't mean it, sponsors.
Wait, I seen a meme on Instagram that was like, when you come up to Wendy's and they be like, do you want to try? And they be like, me, fo-fo-fo.
Lord,
you want to try nothing else.
Y'all can try anything other than that Popeyes on graduate. Y'all got to stay away from that Popeyes. That's good, though.
That's not Popeyes. That's all we.
Yeah, yo, has that hit national? I mean, that got national exposure.
Got national attention. It made it a world star or something like that.
Oh, well,
that's a hit world star.
That's a rap right there.
Everybody knows one star.
I'm telling you, that's it. Last two words you want to hear in your life.
Right.
Did you see how they tried to come back on the news? Like, the inspector went out the other day and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
they're trying to cover
their ass. Going there again. I ain't going.
Never.
It's a rap.
You know who else they hit, though? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, we don't know what most of these restaurants look like in the bag, honestly.
Yeah,
because I've definitely dropped some chicken on the floor and put it on somebody's sandwich before. I can't even hold y'all up.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Have y'all ever seen
chicken? My manager told me to do it. I dropped the chicken strip
inside of
the snacker.
That's
she
crazy.
Was like, you better pick it up and put it on their sandwich because we ain't got no mo.
No. We're not overlooking the fact that Jay just snitched on somebody.
We ain't got no mo.
We're not doing it.
I eat Chinese food, though. So I'm not even tripping, you know what I'm saying? And it's good, though. I ain't even tripping. They say it's rat and all this other kind of stereotypes and stories. And it's cool. I'm going to eat it. It's good.
You're still here to tell the story.
Hey, finger licking good. I ain't worried about it. Everybody got roaches.
No.
I'm playing. Hold on. Y'all didn't see that video on YouTube? Everybody got roaches video?
No.
Oh, my God. DC Young Fly did a video. It's like a little.
Not DC Young Fly.
It's like a song. It's called Everybody Got Roaches. Y'all got
a roach. That guy's
fool.
It's hilarious. He looks like he got a roach in the middle of his forehead, though.
He
looks
like a roach.
He looks like a roach.
A centipede is a
DC McFly. If you're ever a guest on the show, we apologize.
You called him DC McFly.
What you call him?
DC McFly.
Clearly, because honestly, you're not important enough for me to know your real name.
Wild out, Bunny Wild Out.
Hey y'all.
It's a mimosas talking. I'm sorry.
That's what it was.
Hey, I'm glad.
The mimosas did it.
I'm glad this is an impromptu episode because I'm just sitting over here thinking of silly stuff. So right, you're gonna appreciate this. I go to my grandmother's house today, right? My grandmother's 90.
Oh no!
I go to my grandmother's house, and now that this was a whole U-turn on everything, I know. But look, y'all, I go to my grandmother's house today. She's 90, right? Her sister is in town, who about 80, with her husband who is 75, and my uncle over there.
Whoa.
What?
Which uncle?
You tell me. What uncle?
Your Uncle June, baby.
I even there. Knew it was Uncle June.
Hey,
baby.
He over there. man, my mom over there. My mom, you know, she not in good health, you know. But she over there, you know. I'm sitting over there, and then one of my cousins come over. Now, it's four generations of people over my grandma's house. So that's a shout out, right? That's a shout out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good evening.
It was some good eating over there. I ain't gonna lie. They had it popping. But I say to my cousin, I said, I can't sit over here too long. This is like the geriatric village over here. Like, where the rest of my cousins at? Hank gonna come in and leave right around. Oh, I gotta be at work.
I did.
He gotta go to the pyramid.
Hank was funk flexing. Sosa was funk flexing. He in there trying to get to the boobs.
Hey, I already know how to make this move.
Hank came over, grabbed my house with glitter all on him.
Not glitter, though.
I had to make this move, man.
Smell like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Wait, I have a question. for you, Hank. Uh-huh. Okay, so in the strip club,
Hank is Willie So-So, so y'all know.
Is baby wipes a necessity? Like, is that?
Got
like,
oh, man, you almost made me break one of the rules.
What's the rule? Wait. Ooh.
No, no, I'm talking about one of the radio rules you almost made. Oh.
So,
yes.
The baby wipes.
Yes. For the record, yes. By God, yes. By God,
hey,
yes.
That's
all they cleaning up with is baby wipes?
They got to baby wipe it off before they come shaking it.
No, no, no,
off.
Brother.
Oh, no.
No, listen.
No.
Listen. No, 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 no.
It'd
no,
be right here.
No, no, no.
It should be right there.
No. See, that's why I stay out of the
It's not like they got a shower in the back.
You cannot sanitize no grown people parts with a baby wipe.
No, bro.
Baby wipes are for babies. Baby balls and all that kind of
stuff. And you think that's bad.
No, grown people parts.
But do you not realize that deja vu is all... You get all nude there, and
I
all
told
they got
you about
is baby.
Deja vu. Oh uh-huh. Man, that was my first strip club experience when I turned
deja
18.
Vu
I was so
was your
excited.
First strip club experience.
Listen, let me tell you about this.
That's every 18-year-old's
crazy horse.
It was
brass key.
And that's
no,
crazy.
Mine was Cheetahs in Canada.
Mine was crazy horse.
You're
now
right.
That I think about it.
You're right. Cheetahs in Canada, and actually, Cheetahs in Canada is.
Sort of dope.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sort of dope.
Hey, shout out to Ontario.
Right.
Windsor, Ontario.
Carabana just ended.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that. It. I wanted to go and be naked.
So did
Have
I.
Any of y'all ever
That's what
been
they doing
in Carabana?
You don't
have a costume?
Hell no.
No, but my girls actually got
hey,
to
listen,
back
man.
From
listen,
all.
Listen.
I heard the stories. I ain't never been there.
Hold on. Let me just say this. Y'all, we going to hold hands, pray, and then start a GoFundMe fund. So that we could get trouble somewhere past 8 miles.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Somewhere, because every time we bring something up, he's like, "What's that? What's man. Trouble?"
He just went to rail out.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a hood rat, man. I'm just comfortable. That's my comfort zone. That's where I prefer.
Rat
you know,
hood.
I feel safe.
But the good thing about it is, we about to have a show. Or I'm sorry, a trip. Single versus married resort trip next year.
Hey.
So we're going to get trouble out of
Boss
Detroit.
Boys,
so you guys stay tuned
your passport
for that.
Now.
See, okay.
Now,
I already got a passport. Right. No, I've been out the country a couple of times. I've been to Jamaica.
Okay.
Wait, which part?
Montego Bay. I went to Ochos Rios. I went to Kingston. I went to like Spanish Town. I went to the strip club. It's called Shandles.
Oh,
and I went on Freaky Tuesdays.
Hey, bro.
That is
I went
so
on
messed up
Tuesdays
that you
midget.
Know exactly what he was talking
yeah.
about.
Oh, that's
midget.
Crazy. Right
oh no. my God. Bro, this strip club has a hotel attached to it.
I shouldn't know about
it's
all this
a strip
stuff.
Club.
No, no, you shouldn't.
Money, we travel, baby.
Let me tell you about the strip clubs in Jamaica.
It's crazy.
You know, you go here and say you're going to go, just for the sake of numbers, you say, I got $100, I'm about to get 100 singles, right? Well, that would be getting like $100 Jamaican bills.
Yeah.
So now you like Superman.
You rich.
In the strip
AF.
Club. I'm like, huh, again, the music. Like, what? Is this how it feels?
I'm mad y'all harmonize.
Right.
I'm so mad y'all harmonize.
Oh, right. Man.
So, yeah, do you guys want to do weekend chat or do you guys want to go right into our recap? Which one? Anybody have a story they want to tell about
you
the weekend
what?
Or? Move it because we got to move on.
Can I just nominate that we just go and go straight to it? Because I already know to the recap. Because okay. I already know what I got in store. I already know.
So
let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
Came and with a it. Pistol in your pocket. You fully loaded. You like, yeah, go ahead. I've been waiting on this moment.
All right, listeners. So on our recap, our last episode, we had two guests, amazing guests. Thank you guys for being here. We discussed our topic, which was online dating and finding people on dating apps. Within that, Siobhan talked about her dating experiences on Tag, which I've never heard of, Tinder, Plenty of Fish.
Definitely met my boyfriend off of Tinder.
Yes. Oh, yes.
See,
so we have
didn't
to get
I tell
Jay's,
you
we
success
have to get
stories
Jay's
on
story
that?
You did.
Because the stories that our guests gave us were kind of like all bad.
I've
so we definitely
met
need your
decent
success.
People off of Tinder.
Okay.
Actually, four decent people off of Tinder. The one guy that I was talking to before my boyfriend, I met off of Tinder, but I found out he was crazy, you know, afterwards, you know, after like 3 or 4 months into the situation, he just got crazy. But
it's a good time to show crazy. You didn't got any good after 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, hold on, let me co-sign it. Yep.
You would co-sign it.
But wait a minute, you telling me somebody got crazy on a postal worker? That's your job.
Well, then there's that.
He like one night he called me like 57 times.
Yeah, that's by the
way. But look, here's the thing.
Say no more.
He started calling me private, thinking that I didn't know that it was him. He called me, FaceTimed me, called me on Snapchat, texted me, popped up at my house.
Ooh, that's a lie.
Then told me he was having a panic attack. He just needed me to answer the phone.
That sounds like, sound like a Facebook meme. You see them memes that are like, if I ever run into a chick to make me do this, that, and the third, and I don't want that.
You should have told him to call 911. Quit calling your number.
I'm going to say this, y'all. I just listened to what Jay just said, and I got a confession.
You've been that guy.
No, I've never been that guy. But the confession is this. I've been faking the funk and trying to fight y'all on this. I love the crazy. I attract crazy girls. Jay just described like half of my dating situation in life.
Hey, look,
I got a cop to it, y'all. I'm sorry. I got a cop to it. Yeah, hey, okay.
Walk in your truth.
I'm walking in my truth.
Since this Ayanla
has hit
week.
Me with it.
Since this what did
Tokyo Mama call her? Ayanla Van Zant Zen. Save my life.
Hey. Right. Hey. Then it hit me with it. Okay, hey. So people, the come to Jesus moment has occurred. Willie Soso loves the crazy. Can I get a bell for myself?
Right, ring the bell.
Can I get a bell for myself?
Clearly.
You need a bell. You need a snap. You know how they do the poetry clubs? Like. that was a poem.
But you do know that that's not going to stop us from bringing it up every show that you like
it. I was just really going to say, he thinks that's going to let
you
get him
you
out
think
of
that's going to let you off the hook. It's really not. It's just going to make it worse.
But wait. Here was like another good story is though, I met a lawyer on Tinder and he was 30. He had his stuff together. Everything. Like, he was perfect.
But what happened?
His dick was small. I couldn't do it.
Oh, man. Oh. Should have seen that.
That puts you right out of the game.
No. And Randy, do we have a landmine?
No. Listen, you got to just have DJ look, say we out the game.
No, but listen. I went in his bathroom cabinet one time, right?
Yeah,
and he was taking these sexual enhancer drops. And like it was so creepy because he's like, I'm about to get it now, I'm about to beat that thing up. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not about to beat anything
Some men are not in doubt.
Listen,
like, no.
I want to share a story on the same situation. No.
Hold on.
Now, Chris.
Back it up. Hold on, pause.
Is that possible? Back it up. Is that possible?
No, that's even wrong.
Do you want to
pause to that too?
You want to talk to him about your mini me?
Oh, this is going south for trouble.
Oh, you're not home.
This is going south for trouble.
This don't have nothing.
Chris, I think you just got to lay it on the table now. Put it in my hand.
Down goes trouble.
It's going to sound like somebody
drops
a luggage.
But it's not even got an elephant to go down.
Well, remember, Jade, you said you need to know if your guys are packing.
I do.
You need to
send me a picture. Pictures be lying. So that picture lied.
Before we get too far off the subject,
yes,
the listeners
we gotta come
like,
back to
hold
that.
On, what the fuck did Treble say? Y'all just, I'm not going to just leave that. we're going to explain that right now. I'm not going to just leave that right there. Oh, I'm going to bring it out. All right, so I was on this mission. I ain't going to say no names. I was my mans or whatever. I'm just calling my mans with an S.
Okay.
You know, my mans. Right, so we had some little joints. We had these two little joints. We took them to the hotel.
He not talking the about short marijuana
stay.
Joints.
Nah, well, even it wasn't a short stay. It had a jacuzzi in the room and everything.
Oh, nice.
Was a short stay. Oh,
y'all was tricking.
I was big tricking. It's cool. You know, I mean, this was when I was staying out of town. You know, so anytime I come in town, it's
gotta
like,
do
right,
what
cool.
you gotta do.
Gotta flex. Cool. Right, so we take them to the joint. So, right, one girl disturbed me because, you know, we went to the gas station. The whole reason why we took a run was because she was like, I need a razor.
What?
You know, like a shaving razor. So I'm like, wait, wow, okay, you got the big cat.
What?
She came to the party with Mufasa. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't tripping, though, as long as you ain't finna get it. That wasn't the girl I was with anyway, because I wasn't tripping. I'll just go on my man's to the store real quick. So we go
switch.
To the store. Right, so we go to the store. He like, yo, Trouble, I got to tell you about these joints. You know what I mean? They got these pills. You can pop. You will hit a girl all night. I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't need no pills for that. Like, I get it popping. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping like that. He was like, bro, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. You got to take these. He had bring you all night. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get into that kind of thing. Like, I don't even remember the excuse I gave him. So he ordered some little joint behind the counter or something like that. Right? So he take the little joint. He like, listen, it's two in the pack. You want one? I'm like, bro, I'm straight, bro. Like, I don't really want to hit her that bad that I'm trying to do damage. Like,
he wants you to get next in.
You know, exactly. It's like some kind of weird.
You should have told him to get his yak game up.
That's what I was already feeling like, though. I was already off the Black Henny, so I was like, bro, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go.
It don't work like whiskey.
Exactly.
This yak game is real.
I love Henny.
Your front door. You can knock a door down with a Henny boy.
Wait, what?
You can knock a door down.
Henny penis had you all up.
I'm
anywho.
Telling you, bro. I'm
Henny
telling
dick?
You.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Where you been at?
Baby. I love when my man come home off some Henny. I be like, oh, we about to go right
great
now.
American poet.
You hear that, Hennessy?
The great the American poet, Notorious B.I.G., once said, mm-hmm. I hit you with the Hennessy dick. Make you go blind, don't get to see shit.
Hey. We can't quote Biggie though. Biggie didn't say some weird shit.
He did,
shit.
But finish our story. I want to know what happened.
He said some weird shit. He took the pill. He took the pill. The story, you know, but the when we got back to the room, the room turned up though. Cause the girls came out the bathroom. They was best friends too. They came out the bathroom. The one that I came with came crawled up. I was drunk. You know what I mean? I was drunk. I'm on the bed. I'm waiting for them. I had bought both of us a room. I'm waiting for them to get out the room so I can get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't come to put on a show for no audience. You know what I'm saying? So when I gave him the key, the one girl, how I knew it was finna turn crazy, the one girl was like, why you get two rooms? I'm like, oh. You know what I'm saying? Bro, she asked me, like, why you get
bruh,
two
rooms? First off, like, so that's you, not so, turning so, crazy. That's turning up for real.
You know what I'm saying? No, wow. She asked me, why did I get two rooms?
And then you walked back to the counter and said you made a mistake, right?
No. It was. See, that's the thing, though. I didn't even know that she was cut like that. This was before I was even.
We're a little older than you, Chris. You should have phoned a friend. You should have phoned a friend.
This is not current, though. This wasn't recent. This is not. This
you
is gotta not
know
new me.
You got to know when the bat signal go out, family.
This was. But she put it. But if the Joker put the shit in the air, you going to throw you off a little bit. She was so cool, calm, quiet, and calm. The whole night, and then she
then be
she
the worst one. Damn.
So then the girl Jay, crawls up. The girl crawls know. Up on the bed, and she she asks me in my ear. She like, you want us to put on a show for y'all? So I'm like,
yes.
You know, what I'm saying?
You still like took this other key room back, bro? Got
it wasn't my room. I can't listen. If I tell you the reason why,
go ahead with
the
show, bro.
Rooms, I'm gonna have to give up the identity of the other.
Gotcha.
Okay. Go ahead. There's a reason why I got two rooms to keep it completely separate. Like, all right.
We feel that. All right, cool. For the sake of anonymity.
Yeah.
And that ain't even the word.
It's not. I was like, yeah, anonymity.
It had a lot of syllables in it. I don't know.
Add it to our dictionary. Anonymity. We're gonna name this show Anonymity.
I like that.
It's a dope little caption. So the crawl off, whatever. The girl's going to the hot tub, and it's dope how the room is because the hot tub is like at the foot of the bed. So it's like a stage almost. You step up like two stairs, it's like a hot tub right there. Right. So they go to the little thing, they strip, whatever. They start kissing and doing all kind of little crazy stuff. So I'm in there with my mans or whatever, but like I told you, I'm drunk. And I've been through so much in life that a lot of shit don't impress me. Right. So I'm over there like dozing off, like, but it's going off, but I'm like, so I remember having like a long blink. It was probably like 15 seconds. And when I open my eyes, my man's just standing like up on top of the hot tub, butt ass naked. I'm like, that pill must have kicked in. Huh? He like, yeah, yo, trouble, I'm finna get up out of here. So he grabbed the one girl that he had to get the razors from. They walked up the hallway, asshole naked. They didn't grab a blanket, they clothes or nothing. They walks up the hallway. I mean, like butthole naked, like wet. They was in the tub. They wet. They walk like two big ass babies. You know what I'm saying? They walk up the hallway and go to the room. He come back the next morning at like 7, 8 in the morning, banging on the door. Chris, I can't find my pants. He like, oh, I can't find my pants. I can't find my clothes. Like, hey, my clothes in there? And I'm like, yeah, all your clothes
in. You shouldn't have gave him nothing.
He wanted that second pill.
Man, I ain't even going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth, big truth. I handed this man his clothes back. You ever, like, some shit go past your face? You like,
Oh. You know how Debo was on Friday when he hit that straw. He smelled the straw like.
That was a long way to go. That was a
terrible ending. But wait a minute.
Way to go. Good up until then.
Hey, I just got to tell y'all something. This is how scandalous the rest of the crew is. Because we cutthroat in here. Listeners, y'all don't even know. We love each other, but we cutthroat. And we all just met each other, but it was just like, bam. Just like a strike of lightning.
Magic.
Man. So I just got a hit on my Instagram, IG. Hey, holla at me, still HP. I just got a hit on my Instagram.
He got 10 followers. Somebody please follow him.
And so I'm looking at, look, that makes it even better. That makes it even better. So I'm looking at a picture that I posted on IG, right?
That's funny.
And lo and behold, Jade says, "We don't want to see you. Where is your beautiful wife at?"
Wow. Wow.
I'm unfriending her.
Wow.
Unfollowing.
Wow.
I feel like
right
that's
now.
A statement that I would make more than Jay.
Man, apparently not.
Apparently,
right now.
I'm not eating no coochie.
As soon as it happens, we're going to see unfriended over Jade head.
But you know what's better? Wifey just texted me and said, "Are y'all going to Rosie O'Grady's afterwards?"
Yes.
Yes, we are. I don't know yet.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to finish up our recap. We're going to finish up our recap really, really, really quick. So basically, our last episode, we also talked about, in our bonus half of the episode, we talked about one-night stands, turning them into relationships, and what you need to have to actually make that happen. DJ has
Here's
to have
where
a girl.
It goes left.
That knows
where it
how
goes
to move,
left.
Okay? DJ has to have a girl knows how to move.
Everybody appreciate that, right?
Here's where it goes left.
Hold on.
Wait for it.
And Willie Soso has the panty drawer that Hit everybody has been asking me about, okay? Listeners.
There's some big draws in there, y'all.
I enjoy the interaction, so keep it up. But everyone is asking me, what is up with this panty drawer? And why you got so much shit in a drawer from all your last dates? What's going on with that?
But Tisha, hold on. Tisha, we gotta back up because I need the people to understand. I need the people to understand what they gotta know how to move. When I say they got to know how to move, I ain't talking about they moving their hips in the background. I'm talking about they need to know how to be a team player.
Like catch the rhythm when you throwing it, you need to be able to throw it back
and
ride the way.
I'm saying they need to know how to be a team player. Every situation, you got a point guard and his job is to distribute. You got a center, his job is to dunk. You got a wing player, his job is to flash in a one lane. I mean, everybody got to know their
trouble.
Role.
No LeBron references.
You know,
that's crazy.
Man, hey, you can reference him, just don't say him. Reference crazy. Him as the GOAT. But what I'm saying is, everybody got to roll. You got to know how to move.
Got to know how to move.
Role. All right, now.
Come on. You know what? I'm gonna say this. I was reluctant to say this about knowing how to move, but you need to clarify that because some people feel like knowing how to move could be insinuating knowing how to move in a marriage or knowing how to move when you are single. Please clarify. You got to know how to move when you are single.
It's funny. Hold up. It's funny that it's Red asking for clarification because low-key on this same episode, she gave all the clarification in the world.
Man. But I had some listeners that were like, hey, do he want to know how to
Tell
move?
Those
do I need
to
know how to
go
move?
Back
because
and
he's married, because I know how to move.
You need to
let them know. Listen, no, you off the market, but you need to know how to move.
She's trying to get out the line of fire. She's trying to get out the line of fire. She's trying to get out the line of fire.
I'm off the market, listeners, but there's still movement in the game.
Okay.
It's like when you playing Monopoly and you in jail, but your properties are still getting money.
Moving on to Willie Soso.
You get canceled after that one.
Moving on to Willie Soso. You got six minutes. Let's go.
In this, I'm not mad.
Give
at
us the
her.
Panty drawer issue.
I'm mad at
Red. I'm trying to save Red.
Red curved the hell out of this whole situation to stay out the line of fire. I'm gonna put you on the hot seat. I don't like what you did right there, but okay, you're gonna throw it back on me.
He the gave drawer. Us the clarification we needed. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 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 whatever. All you ducked the question.
So, listeners, he's off the market. Do not message him.
Do not slide in his DMs because his wife will come and stab you.
And she will get you, okay?
My wife don't go on my DM. She don't go on my phone.
So she going to get you, so don't do it.
I don't want y'all to think I'm soliciting because I'm not. But I want you to know how scandalous. Me and my wife, we have this thing called trust.
Amen.
And because of the trust that we have and because my wife and I know how to move, we don't have to worry about all that extra. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay, make it
example.
Quick. Because you quick don't have
example.
Much time.
I know I'm hogging the mic today. But
you
this is an impromptu
time.
Episode. I told y'all I know how to talk. Hank calls me the other day. He's at an establishment.
She's so
we not going to. I know. He calls me. Now, immediately, he's calling me. So I know it's a thing because it's late at night. He says, wifey, blah, 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 blah. And I said, blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, not blah, 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 blah.
Well, we don't understand, but keep going.
I said, oh, okay, I got you now.
We don't get you, but
I had to call for safety. I'm not calling for a check. It's
so
different.
He was calling to get you out of a situation that
no.
he was in?
No, listen. Moving on to the panty drawer.
Here's what we're going to do. First off, let me get this very, very clear, because it was
he
a
can't
hot
even have
button
company
topic.
No more because y'all talked about this panty drawer.
It was a it don't stop nothing.
I was getting texts and
because
everything.
Because it was a topic. Mm-hmm. Because it was a thing that was mentioned. Here's the concept of the drawer.
Trophies.
No, it's not trophies.
Mm-hmm. Did you wash them?
Well, they asked me this too. Is it for somebody to come in and need panties when they're walking out?
No, it's none of that.
Y'all gotta appreciate. Hey, look, my voice is usually deep, but Jay threw me off.
Listen, it's none of that.
Did you
it's
wash
none
them?
Of that. To piggyback off of what this one right here said.
Did you use ties?
Stop. To piggyback off of what he's saying with women who don't know how to move. Mm-hmm. Sometimes women come through and it's already established what it is. Okay. But in the midst of however things go for the night, y'all have this thing where y'all like to sort of kind of mark y'all territory.
Fuck, nah.
Yeah.
No, that's some hate. That's just some hating shit.
Okay, call it what you want.
It was hate.
Call it what you want. But want to mark the territory. Mm-hmm. I don't play that because if you don't know how to move, then we can't move forward.
Okay.
However the situation goes. So when you get to marking your little territory, I got a drawer for that.
And let's just say all the ladies that you date are marking their territory. That should tell you something.
I didn't say all of them, but for those who do, I got a drawer for you. Don't come up in my junk thinking that you're going to drop a little something for the next woman to find and blow my spot up. It's not happening.
So you don't wash them?
Jesus, we still on.
But you said you
after
had
all of that. After all of that, all you got was do I wash them or don't?
Do you?
Because he did say after decades. Didn't he say decades?
You said decades.
No.
Yeah, how long do you keep them before you throw them out?
Yeah.
That's your stank.
No, they still have, they're still there after 10 years.
Y'all done took this all kinds of left.
After 10 years, you still have them.
Y'all done took this.
He take them out and be like, I remember this redhead chick.
I'm sorry, how can we not take this left when you have a panty drawer?
Hey, look.
With earrings, scarves, everything. Not just panties.
Which is it? Hold on.
A motherfucker pull out a body for me, I'm gonna be upset. Like, no, baby, I got a body for you.
People, good people.
I got you a body.
It's not just I'm sitting up here collecting panties. It's what ever you think you finna leave to mark your territory.
Hey, earrings. Why keep
this
them?
Is a perfect,
why keep it?
This is a perfect plug for Tide. Hey, Tide, his panty drawer does not stink, so he's been using you.
He has not been using you, so please send him some free samples. We do like Tide Pod. Yes,
we need to reach out to a furniture store, Art Van, or Garden.
Y'all don't knock it off. Y'all so terrible.
Get y'all a signature
line. Y'all so terrible.
This panty drawer.
Y'all so terrible.
That stank.
So listeners, y'all so terrible. We have a treat for you. We're going to play a game. It's part of our Getting to Know Us segment. We're going to actually draw questions out of a hat. Random questions. And we're going to do something called Truth or Drink. So we have to answer the question that we pull, or we have to take a drink.
Yay.
There it is. Hey.
All right. So.
And we're going to give y'all that for 15 minutes. Are y'all ready?
That's what. Do.
No. Let's start with red.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's start with red.
I'm going to end it because then I'm going to end the show.
You see how she be ducking?
I'm going to end it.
You see her ducking?
I'm passing it around, listeners. I'm passing it around.
Just take one or two.
Take two.
But
that's
one
what
at a
she
time.
Said.
So we dude. Make sure we get everybody.
I'm hopefully. Going on tour with you, Trump.
Okay, wait. I'm going to read mine while I'm pulling it. Have you had sex in the strip club? No, I have not had sex in the strip club. The most public place that I've had sex at, I actually stole the keys in high school to the teacher's bathroom. And I had sex in there. So.
Hey, Jade is a sharer.
Yes. Like,
no, not the strip club, but.
But, you know.
Let me tell you where I did.
Let me tell y'all what I did do. Freakily, not really. I think I got the question from the same person. Their handwriting is the same. What's the craziest thing you've done on the first date? I don't really do anything bad on the first date. I pay for the bill. That's the craziest thing I've done.
That's the craziest thing you've done.
Really?
And pay for the... Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
No like, one night stand at Shane Park up on the hill.
Am I supposed to suck the...
Hey.
Yep.
I mean, yes. Come on. Yes. That's the craziest
yes,
thing
that would
you've
be
done.
Crazy.
I mean, everybody's had a one night stand, so clearly, I mean, I've done that. Does that count? Like, I don't really...
No know. Fogging up the windows. Count. No about to get caught.
Trouble, okay. What you got? Trouble, right. What you got? You got some trouble over there?
Man, that first one was wild.
They both wild. Did y'all get video of that?
I did.
We needed that. We needed to see that.
No.
Let me see the questions. Maybe you can switch them for men.
Crazy. That's what I'm saying. I pulled some craziness out of that hat. You like...
Come on with it.
Let's roll. Let's roll.
All right, this question says, if your spouse told you they need you to help him F a girl to prevent...
Hold on. Pause.
If your spouse told you they needed you to help her. I'm going to say help her.
Yeah, there you go.
F a girl to prevent her from cheating, would you do it?
Wow.
If my spouse requested me to smash somebody?
Hell yeah.
It's popping.
I mean, that's you know different for a girl than a guy.
No.
Hey, listen.
If you came to me and said, I need you to help me take down this girl so I don't cheat.
Would say... We in the game.
but you got to think about the question, though. The question says, it's like the way it's proposed is like, look, either you hit her or I'm going to hit her. It said to prevent them from cheating.
Either way it goes.
It's like, somebody getting hit.
Either way it goes. You hit her. But look,
it's
you know
like
what,
you
though?
Giving this up is, medicine.
This is the crazy part. Right? So, you know, I had, prepping for the show, whatever the case may be. And I had kind of like slung the concept of what the show was going to be about, you know, towards my lady. So I'm like, you know, I'm talking about, you know, polygamy.
We had some guests lined up for y'all, but we're going to do that. We're going to do that.
But look, but then she was like, yeah, let's do that. But I was kind of, I had a couple of shots. So I'm
we
like,
may need her
I'm
on
like,
the show.
I'm like, huh?
You thought you heard, bro.
I am.
I was like, hey, what happened there?
That set up. You know how girls say stuff to see your reaction, to see how you do. So I'm being cool. You know, shut up. In my mind, though,
but you serious, though? but you serious, though?
We're already raised the WWF.
He won the Super Bowl in his mind. Right.
But you serious, though?
But is you with the shit stuff?
Right.
What's no, your second? What's
the
your second?
The second one was, I think the second one was some craziness, too. I'm going to have to, I got to switch.
You got to switch?
Yeah. Cause
all right, like come on. Come on, Bunny. What you got?
Switch over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sucking on a sucker, which actually
is a sucker.
Which is actually really good for the question I got.
I just want to know if they got the pop on the mic. That's all I want
to
know.
Do you prefer to spit or swallow?
Wow.
Okay, let me explain something to you. It is 2018. If you don't swallow and fondle the balls, there is something wrong with
Grow
you.
Up. Hit the Man. Bell. Hit the bell. Grow Hit up. The bell. Please. Hit the bell. Hit the bell.
Is there a rewind button? Hey.
I will repeat it again. It is 2018. Swallow and fondle the balls. Which I don't understand spitting, because my thing is this. If it's already in your mouth, just let it go down. It's that simple.
I know.
It's like taking a shot.
And hey, the winner for today is...
Not when it tastes like Big Mac sauce, because y'all don't eat healthy.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
That's a and I want to tell the truth.
Hold up. You pineapples, eat the phone too. What are you talking about?
I want to tell ladies something. Pineapples don't help.
They definitely don't.
Don't listen to Rick Ross. That don't make a difference.
But that was that wing. That was that wing stop on.
Yeah, no.
And,
but you don't drink. But you don't. You don't drink water though.
Okay, you don't drink water.
You've been eating the pineapples and Faygo all
my
week.
My next one is, what's the best place to have sex? Okay, I'm not sure, because let me explain. Maybe the bed, and I only say this because.
Boo.
No. I say this because all my...
I thought the answer was anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
I say this because I've had sex everywhere, and it's a rarity to have it in a bed. So when you have it in a bed that often, the bed is actually pretty nice.
Hey.
Followed by handcuffs, blindfolds, and whatever else.
Yes, all that's the toys. Huh?
And this is Bunny with the mild introduction.
Okay, right.
She's freaky deaky.
Okay, Willie, so-so.
Yes, I am.
Okay. My two questions. Let's see here.
Get that ball head up in there.
Read the first one. Because he got my question.
Whoa.
I can say that I'm the one who wrote it.
See?
I don't care.
See?
Hey, don't go into cardiac arrest yet, because we got 15 more minutes.
10. No. Well,
because I'm the messy bitch of the show.
you messy as hell. Okay, oh, God.
Okay, right. Hurry up.
The question reads, would you have sex with any of your co-hosts?
Oh.
If so, who?
You may also plead the fifth on this.
And you may plead
no, you
the
can't.
Fifth. And
no, you
drink.
Can't.
You can
no,
drink
you can't.
On this one. Yes,
who
you
buns
can.
You beating?
He said,
who
buns are
you beating? First off,
who getting the bongo? I want all of our listeners to understand that anybody who takes the drink instead of the question, they're whack, because we've been drinking the whole time.
I thought we was drinking
and
answering the question.
With that said, first off, pass the shot.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to answer the question.
I was about to say, you going to be that one?
I'm still going to answer the question.
All right, come
that
on.
That was golden.
And the answer is, would I smash one of my co-hosts? Hell yeah.
Okay.
Second question, which one?
That was two. You got both of them back to back?
It was all in one. It was on one paper.
That's one big ass question. Oh.
Come on, because I'm ready to hit the bell.
All of them. Period.
Count. Oh, my God.
Period.
Yeah, you did. You did, dude. I like how you cleaned that up right there.
Yeah,
at the end.
You cleaned that up real good.
Yeah, you got a bottle there.
Hey.
Now,
I swear to God, he's strong.
He know how to move.
Yeah, he know how to move.
Oh, I know how to move.
I was just about to say that.
But can I be very, very clear? And I'm going to look into the camera so that y'all understand for real, I'm not bullshitting. Each and every one of them can get it. And that's just that.
I'm not going to.
Absolutely not. I disagree.
Just don't leave anybody.
Wow.
What are your questions, though, DJ? You got different.
Hold on. I'm disagreeing because I'm a host, too.
Yeah. No, I didn't take it that way. I knew we wasn't talking about this.
I just
hold
wanted.
Let me hit this Henny.
Hold on. You're not crazy enough
Henny.
For him, DJ.
Man, hey, I just wanted the world to know.
Fuck him. He ain't got no titties. He ain't got no titties. So, no.
Hey,
let's start later.
Listen, I don't like boy
department.
Booty anyway.
Hey.
It's called a bougie.
No, let's be very, very clear. Y'all trying to take this real left.
Oh, no.
Hey, look. I didn't hear that one. I'm about to give y'all my question. So my first question that I have is, how long should sex last?
45 minutes.
Glad you got an answer.
He didn't ask you, Jay. Sex should last as long as the two people involved are satisfied.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
You ever had
that's
Hennessy sex?
Politician way.
It's like 4 hours.
It is. And you still don't come.
I'm telling you.
Wait a minute.
When a girl asks you to hurry up.
Wait a minute, though.
Come on now.
Wait a minute. Real life.
A long time.
Hey, but listen, though. Listen.
I ain't know that life. I'll be like, nah, bruh.
Listen.
Doing this for a long time now. Is it me?
What I'm trying to tell y'all is this. Sometimes, if you go in and take care of your business real fast, that hey, it's a great experience.
Especially if you have to go to work. I love what morning quickies.
What going to work got to do with it?
You got to take care of it real fast. She got somewhere to be.
I
you
love.
Do too.
Morning That's quickies.
Fair. You I'm ain't trying never to make sure
straight back shot.
Been to work like, coming 2 minutes.
But what? But sometimes.
Hold it! Wait! Stop!
Wait a minute.
Do it for the gram. Say it again.
Straight back shot. Coming 2 minutes. Okay, all right, come on, let's go to work.
Continue.
But what I'm saying is, but you Lord know, it's different experience for different situations. So you can't put a time
he
limit
trying
on
to,
it.
He trying to keep from using Link's phrase.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Different strokes for different folks.
Okay. And literally, though, different strokes. My second question is, what's the biggest turn on for you?
The walk.
The biggest turn on for me, yeah, I like to walk. Like, the walk is in the game,
I
man.
Agree, because some men walk like they just got big penises, and I just be knowing it's
I don't
big.
Know nothing about that. What I'm saying.
Really? You said, don't say that while I'm on the mic.
I'm just saying. Hey,
you had your turn.
I know it's big.
I'm just saying, now, a walk means a lot to me because, you know, that's like them stank walks. It's like them... Okay, and then there's like
What's
that.
The stank walk, yeah. though?
We know the stank walk.
Man, you know the
I went
the
to the Detroit Zoo today.
Nah, I was just trying to see if
everybody
I,
was stank.
He almost. I was trying to see if I could get him to demonstrate.
For real? You thought that was happening? Wait.
Of course
not. But we ain't got a lot of time left, so we got to make sure Red get hers in. She trying to be
Are
sliding
sure?
out of the game.
Yes. Oh, no, because you be pump faking and
she
dodging.
She do this all the time.
All day.
Pick it up.
See?
Wait, actually...
Now put the camera on you. What? Why you turn
right,
the camera?
Right.
Well, because I was about to say, Trouble only had one question. Did you?
He had two.
I lost the other one.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, it's your
gone.
Turn.
It's going, Yezzy.
So put the camera back on you and say it.
I'm right,
living my
all
best
right.
life.
All right.
But you,
so,
can we make that our theme song? Just
my question, real quick, how big you got to be to ride the ride? Does size matter? No.
Sheet.
I've said this before. Size does not matter. I think that if a guy is good, he's good. No matter what he's got to work with. He's good.
Jay.
Don't shy away from it all.
Not if he got a micro penis, then what you gonna ride?
You can ride it. You just better. You
there
be
was
better
a
at
to, there was a toy out called Micro Machines.
Wow. Yo.
Listen,
I think
it makes your job a lot easier because you don't have to use your actually squat. You know, it make your job a lot easier. So.
What, you
question,
can get exercise or something?
Hold on.
Yeah, you know how hard it is to ride and how much, like, exercise goes into that? I hate riding. I'm so
yeah,
lazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you are talking about...
I mean, lazy, you have, like, a, God willing, like, an 8 to 9 inch dig, like, shoved
you
up there.
You have to
like,
squat if you have something. I mean, yeah. if you on something
And
like
you
that.
Have to be on your feet. You know how tired
That's what
that
I mean.
Is.
Right. You have to literally squat, like,
okay.
literally.
Okay.
So, you had a good 3 minutes.
All right, cool. So,
all right, so the next one, real quick.
Not to mention...
Uh-oh, what?
Yeah,
we can hear you, Randy.
Not to mention your jaw get tired real fast.
That is yes.
Thank you, Randy.
God damn it!
Hey,
no, the real winner of the show is Randy. Hey.
Shout out, Randy.
But Randy always has little jewels.
And he just drops them here and there.
He like Papa Smurf.
Say it one more time, bro.
Not to mention your jaw gets real tired real fast.
Oh my God!
And that's why
sucking penis is harder than eating vagina.
No, it's not because your jaw gets tired and eating vagina too.
Oh. Yes, it is. No, no,
what?
No, no.
Hey,
no, no.
Can I pay for extended minutes?
Look,
because I need to talk about
look,
that.
Try putting your toothbrush past your taste buds and tell me you don't choke. No, put your toothbrush past your taste buds and tell me you don't choke.
I got you on the recap, DJ.
Man, yeah, we're
that's not toothbrush territory for me.
You want your penis to be down here,
which I'm over here like.
Second
question real quick is, how long should sex last? So I think you answered
that.
And I had the same thing. So two people were thinking alike.
Okay.
So basically, as long as it needs to.
Yeah,
it
just
depends
on the situation.
If you go into work, you need to speed it up, you know, wrap it up, like some people say.
All right, so what's too soon? Let's do it that way. What's too quick?
When you nut and I don't.
Well, okay. To prevent that, okay. I
that's
think
real.
That,
that's the
that's
realest
really
statement.
That is selfish.
Yeah, but that's why most guys will do oral first, and the girls will come from that first, and mm-hmm. then that way, if you need to wrap this up,
some guys
it's
don't
not
do oral, and that's really sad.
Not if you need to let them.
Hold on, wait. In 2018, just like
no. In 2018, some guys do not like doing it that much.
Some guys,
and that's a problem too. So. When they don't realize if you make me come off of oral, guess what? It's easier to come off of actual
who
sex.
Don't
but
do
if you,
that?
But you know what? You got to stop masturbating, like, to build up that tension there, because your clit is supposed to get as hard as a baby penis, honestly. Because that's what your clit is, a baby penis.
Oh. Jay just went straight doctor.
Jay just said we be...
And our recap listeners, we were going deeper into this.
Name this episode Baby Penis.
Oh, no.
Yo. Hey, Jay, to name this episode three times.
Good God, our dictionary has gotten extensive.
As we close today, we hope you have enjoyed our show as we gave you the tips and tricks to living your best single or married life.
We gave you live and in action. This is how
we
get down.
Gave you a lot. Hopefully you've taken something positive away from our show and insert that into your single or best married life. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SVM Show. Like and follow our Facebook page, The Single Versus Married Show. Subscribe to us, follow us, and leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or anywhere your favorite podcast platform you can find at. This is The Single Versus Married Show signing off. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.